the beautiful sound of Joni Madden, her whistle, and the rest of the group cherish the ladies and longing for home. On last week's programme, I played a Bing Crosby track. Can't quite remember what it was, but it might have been Galway Bay. But I did say at the time that around that particular time, I think late 40s, early 50s, Bing Crosby was recording a lot of Irish material. This one was a big hit for him, and unusual, the very last verse. Take a listen. This is Bing's version of McNamara's Band.
My name is McNamara, I'm the leader of the band. Although we're few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, we play the march from Saul.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee, toodles of food and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
Right now we are rehearsing for a very swell affair. The annual celebration, all the gentry will be there. When General Grant to Ireland came, he took me by the hand. Says he, I never saw the likes of McNamara's band.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee, toodles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
My name is Uncle Julius, and from Sweden I did come to play with McNamara's band and beat the big bass drum. And when I march along the street, the ladies think I'm grand. They shout, "There's Uncle Julius playing with an Irish band." Oh, I wear a bunch of shamrocks and a uniform of green, and I'm the funniest looking Swede that you have ever seen. There is O'Briens and Ryans and Sheens and Means, they come from Ireland, but by Yemeni I am the only Swede in McNamara's band.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes to play. And Hennessy, Tennessee toodles the flute and the music is something grand.
A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
My name is Uncle Julius, and from Sweden I do come. And by Yemeni, I'm the only Swede in McNamara's band. Bing Crosby there. That brings us back, does it not? Now, we've already had a Mary on the programme today. Here's another Mary, and the sad story of Mary. She lived in the village of Kildory, which is, I do believe, in County Cork. And her father wants her to marry the rich young man, and he calls her out and he says, "Come on, Mary, step it out and let the young man see your legs." He wants her to marry the young man, you see, but Mary's in love with somebody else. Sad little song. Danny Doyle and Step It Out, Mary.
In the village of Kildory, there's a maiden young and fair. For her eyes they shone like diamonds, she had long and golden hair. When the countryman came riding, he came to the father's gate. Mounted on a milk-white stallion, he came at the stroke of eight. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man. I have come to court your daughter, Mary of the golden hair. I have wealth and I have money, I have goods beyond compare. I will buy her silks and satins and a gold ring for her hand. I will build for her a mansion, she'll have servants to command. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man. But kind sir, I love a soldier. I have pledged to him my hand. I don't want your house nor money. I don't want your goods nor land. Mary's father spoke up sharply. You'll do as you were told. You'll be married on the Sunday, you'll wear the ring of gold. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man. In the village of Kildory, there's a deep stream running by. They found Mary there at midnight, she drowned with her soldier boy. In the cottage there is music, you can hear the father say, step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, Sunday is your wedding day. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man.
Step it out, Mary. Show your legs to the country man. Ah, sad story. Danny Doyle, always being a big fan of Danny Doyle, I was. He made some great tracks. And we're still on the ballad group scene. Here's my favourite ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers, and you all know this one.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow to streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
She was a fishmonger, and truth was no wonder, for so was her father and mother before. And they wheeled their wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
She died of a fever, and no one could save her. So that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow, she streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh.
Well, they got a wonderful arrangement at that, did they not? Full orchestral treatment there. That was the Dublin City Ramblers and their version of Molly Malone. Well, once again, we're going to change the style on this week's programme because I want to play for you now what, in my opinion, is the most wonderful Irish voice in today's world. I'm speaking of Ronan Tynan. And unfortunately, I don't have a lot of Ronan's material. I must put that to rights now in the next couple of months. But here he's singing a song that we all know so well. I think it was a big hit for Mario Lanza way back in the day, and Nat King Cole had a go. But listen to the beautiful, wonderful treatment of the song Because You're Mine from Ronan Tynan. And I tell you, friends, as I said about somebody else on the programme earlier, they don't come much more Irish than Ronan Tynan.
Because you're mine, the brightest star I see looks down my love and envies me. Because you're mine, because you're mine, because you're mine, the breeze that hurries by becomes a melody and why? Because you're mine, because you're mine. I only know for as long as I may live, I only live for the kiss that you alone may give me. And when we kiss, that is in thunder, dear, it's only my poor heart you'll hear, and it's applause. Because you're mine, because you're mine, the brightest star I see looks down my love and envies me. Because you're mine, because you're mine, because you're mine. Becomes a melody and why? Because you're mine, because you're mine. I only know for as long as I may live, I'll only live for the kiss that you alone. Thunder, dear, it's only my poor heart you hear, and it's applause because you're mine.
Now, come on, you've got to admit, that man can sing. And that was Ronan Tynan, simply beautiful, and Because You're Mine. On last week's programme, we played you the duo Foster and Allen, telling us all about the hills of Connemara and making poteen. Well, here's a story of a young lady from Tipperary who was well known for her poteen, or Mountain Dew. I'll tell you what, we let Dermot O'Brien tell us the story of Katie Daly.
Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Doo. Oh, can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. With our old man, Katie came from Tipperary in the pioneering year of 42. For old man, he was shot in Tombstone City for the making of his Irish Mountain Dew. Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Doo. Oh, can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. We
Wake up and pay attention, Katie Daly. I am the judge that's gonna sentence you. And all the boys in court have drunk the whiskey. And to tell the truth, dear Kitty, I drank it too. So off the jail they took poor Kitty Davy. But very soon the gates were open wide. An angel came and took poor Kitty Davy and brought her far across the great divide.
Fine accordion playing there from Dermot O'Brien, him doing the vocals as well, telling us the story of Come Down the Mountain, Katie Daly. I played on the last couple of Sounds Irish programmes, I think, tracks by Frank McCafferty. I like the easy way he sings along and he gets some nice backing as well. So here we're having another song from him. This time it was a song that I think Dermot O'Brien, who we've just had, recorded some years ago. But listen to how Frank McCafferty sings My Little Grey Home in the West.
When the golden sun sinks in the west and the toil of a long day is o'er, though the road may be long, in the lilt of the song I forget I was weary before. Far ahead, where the blue shadows fall, I shall come to contentment and rest. And the toils of the day will be all charmed away in my little grey home in the west. There are hands that will welcome me in. There are lips I am burning to kiss. There are two eyes that shine just because they are mine, and a thousand things other men miss. It's a corner of heaven itself, though it's only a tumble down nest. But with love brooding there, why no place can compare with my little grey home in the west. Can compare with my little grey home in the west.
This next track needs a little bit of explanation. First of all, it's called Arthur MacBride, and it's sung for us by Paddy Riley. You know Paddy, he of the Fields of Athenry fame. Now, during the centuries, when England wanted to get Irishmen to fight in the English army, what they used to do is they used to send people into the towns, like a sergeant into the town and some of the army, and they'd have a drummer beating the drum and offering the men, the young men, money to come and join the English army. They would offer them a guinea and maybe other things as well, and to go to fight in France. Now, this is a story about the two young men who, well, they go out for a stroll and they meet this sergeant coming with his drummer and one or two others, and the sergeant asks them to sign up for the English army, and they say, hang on a minute, if we do that, we go over to France and we get killed in the morning. So what do the two men do? They beat up the drummer and threw his drum into the sea. And I'll tell you what, listen to Paddy Riley and telling us the story of Arthur MacBride.
I had a first cousin called Arthur MacBride. He and I took a stroll down by the seaside, a-seeking good fortune and what might betide. 'Twas just as the daylight was dawning, and after resting we both took a tramp. We met Sergeant Harper and Corporal Cramp, besides the wee drummer who beat up our camp with his rowdy do-do in the morning. He said, me young fellows, if you will enlist, a guinea you quickly will have in your fist, besides a crown for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. Had we been such fools as to take the advance, the wee bit of morn we had to run chance, for you think it no scruple to send us to France, where we would be killed in the morning. He said, me young fellows, if I hear but one word, I instantly now will out with my sword, and into your bodies the strength will afford. So now, my gay devils, take warning. But Arthur and I, we took in the odds, we gave them no chance for to launch out their swords. Our whack and shillelaghs came over their heads, and we paid them right smart in the morning. As for the wee drummer, we rifled his pouch, and we made a football of his rowdy do-do, and into the ocean to rock and to row, and bade him a tedious returning. As for the old rapier that hung by his side, we flung it as far as we could in the tide. To the divil I pitch you, says Arthur MacBride, to temper your steel in the morning.
Paddy Riley telling us the story of Arthur MacBride. And we made a football of his rowdy-dow-dow, and we threw it out far in the ocean. Now, here's an interesting track from the Jolly Beggarmen. I don't actually think it's an Irish song, but a little bit of explanation. Ireland, as you know, is an island, and so is, well, the British Isles, surrounded by water, surrounded by the sea. And for centuries, millennium, it's been known for fishing. They've made a living out of fishing from the sea. But here's an interesting point that the Jolly Beggarmen are making. Now, instead of the fish coming out of the sea and making money from the fish, there's black gold coming out of the sea. In other words, oil. And this is there telling us all about, well, come on and get the black gold from the sea. Listen to the Jolly Beggar Man.
There's good money, don't you fear, said the man down by the pier. For the sea is alive and it's calling. Won't you chase the new black gold? Where once the herring showed, there's black gold in the deep waters, Johnny. Where the North Sea wind is blowing, and a day is a lifetime too long, where we drill, sweat and toil to take the ocean.
ocean's oil. There's black gold in the deep waters, Johnny. There are men from Scapel Flow and a kid from Sandy Row and Setco men who look all spit and sparkle. And the money sounding big, joy riding on the rig. But you chased a new black gold without your gargle. Where the North Sea wind is blowing, and a day is a lifetime too long. Where we drill, sweat and toil to take the ocean's oil. There's black gold in the deep waters, Johnny. There's 12-hour shifts to do, playing nursemaid to the crew. There's loneliness and fear and empty ocean. From the Shetlands to the Kish, they're chasing oil instead of fish. Or black gold in the deep waters, Johnny. Where the North Sea wind is blowing, and a day is a lifetime too long. Where we drill, sweat and toil to take the ocean's oil. There's black gold in the deep waters, Johnny. Sure, the rig's a second home, sitting pretty o'er the foam. A way of life that's new to every nation. And there's 100 extra quid to go diving with the squid. For black gold in the deep waters, Johnny. Where the North Sea wind is blowing, and a day is a lifetime too long. Where we drill, sweat and toil to take the ocean's oil. There's black gold in the deep waters, Johnny. Where the North Sea wind is blowing, and a day is a lifetime too long. Where we drill, sweat and toil to take the ocean's oil. There's black gold in...
The Jolly Beggar Man, telling us all about black gold and the oil that comes from the sea. We're still staying with the sea, because now we're singing about where fishermen go when they don't go to hell. Where do they go? They go to Fiddler's Green, Patsy Watcorn.
As I walked by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the salt waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Oh, take me away, buys me time, it's not long. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumpers, no more on the dockside be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I heard tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell. Where the skies are all clear and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Where the skies are all clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with a swish of their tail. Where you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew.
wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers. No more on the docks I've seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. When you get back on dock and the long journey's true, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too, where the girls are all pretty and the beer it is free, and those bottles of rum growing from every tree. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
One of the things that I do musically with regard to my local church, I play the organ and I train my local choir, but the other thing I do is I sing at funerals and ceremonies. And I can remember a number of years ago, a gentleman passed away in our parish, and he was an avid fisherman, and his family wanted me to sing that at the funeral, and I did. There, Fiddler's Green. Now we're moving down to County Kerry and a song that you all know and love so well. This is a friend of mine, Sean Dunphy, singing this version of The Rose of Tralee. Sean was a Dublin lad who, at a very early age, he went over to work in London. And during his spare time, he would sing each night in some of the local Irish venues around. And then he decided to come home and try and make a living for himself on the music scene. He joined a band and, well, he became quite a star, singing at one time in the Eurovision Song Contest. Listen to Sean Dunphy and his lovely version of The Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath a blue sea, when I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful Vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening, their mantle was spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays was shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. She's lovely and fair as the rose of the summer. Yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee, that made me